simplemente.
Are you ready for this? Niños y niñas, señores y señoritas, luchadores and luchadores, that's right, right here on the Trending Topics Network, I'm going to bring to you LuChat. LuChat is the podcast that chats all about the happenings within Lucha Underground, and I be the host, Finn Fish, and this is episode 64 of LuChat. And on this week's episode of LuChat, we have episode 12 of season 3 of Lucha Underground titled Every Woman is Sexy, Every Woman is a Star. We also have our special guest, Booker T, I believe. We got so much more. But first, how are you guys doing? More importantly, how is your Thanksgiving going? Oh, man. Sound like you guys are having a wild time. I might show up at your house. But I'm going back to one of my old traditions of Thanksgiving, of just showing up at my family's house, eating, drinking, and heading out. But don't worry, I'm going to be safe because my brother's going to do the designated driving. And I already got Lyft and Uber downloaded on my phone, so I have not much to worry about. But if you're sitting there and you can't get none of that football in, your mother-in-law's yakety-yakety, this is the place to be, right here on the Trending Topics Network, because we're putting out some great shows for Thanksgiving. Not only is LuChat doing a Thanksgiving special, we also have What's on Fight with our Thanksgiving special, me and Mr. Fourth Row, where we cover Southern Fried Championship Wrestling. And if you think that sounds hot, wait till you hear about the action that happens within this review. All right, let me talk about Sexy Star winning the Lucha Underground World title last week. I thought it was amazing. I thought it was something special. I talked to a lot of people who listen to LuChat and watch Lucha Underground, and they felt the same way. Unfortunately, I went out searching for other people to see how they felt about this win from Sexy Star, and it wasn't the responses I thought they would be giving, but, you know, to each their own. A lot of people didn't understand how Sexy Star could win the Lucha Underground World title. Well, I, for one, have been watching Lucha Underground from day one, and I've seen this lady's transformation to make it all the way to the top. We can give a woman the Trios title, being Ivelisse teaming up with Angelico and Son of Havoc. We can give Sexy Star the Gift of the Gods title, but we can't give Sexy Star the Lucha Underground World title. A lot of people just saying it's unbelievable, it's this, it's that. Like, in the realm of Lucha Underground, she could win the title. And it's not like she was the first person, and she was the 12th entrant into Aztec Warfare. She beat Mir Mortes for the title. She had help to get her way through there. She had help with Johnny Mundo, where Angelico, you know, stopped all of that. She had help with the Mac, where Mil Mortes had taken out the Mac. And she had driven Mil Mortes through a table. So in that realm of possibilities, where Mil Mortes was taking on anyone and everyone, he was just tired. It was a long match for him. Not making any excuses, but I'm just saying. She could win it in that regard. If it was a straight up one-on-one match, I could see and believe her losing. I don't believe she would win in those circumstances, but they put it where it looks at least decentable for her to win. People are just like, oh man, I don't understand how she won. I don't get it. That's how she won. There it is. Any one-on-one competition with Sexy Star, she's not coming out on top unless she uses Dastardly Deeds, which she has been doing to get over on guys like Johnny Mundo when one time when her Gift of Gods title was up against him, and another time when she lost the other time, but she had help from the Mac and other people. So for me, it's believable, and we all know she's going to lose the title eventually, but it's just nice to see that they actually put the title on a woman. Forever, how long they're going to put it on her for, So just enjoy that, because it's not going to last. And the next closest woman to even doing that is Ivelisse. But is it believable with Ivelisse when Ivelisse got her title shot? I ain't hear no one complaining that if she won that they would say anything, because is Ivelisse more of a credible fighter? Because she does more MMA and lots more judo and stuff like that. I'll just my little diatribe. But let's get into this episode. So what do? We hit that fighting music as we get into episode 12 of season 3 of Lucha Underground, title Every Woman Is Sexy, Every Woman Is a Star. We start this episode off with Vampiro and Matt Stryker welcoming us to the temple as Melissa Santos. She is looking awesome in this outfit. Introduces our first lucha of the night. It is for the trios titles, as we have Santador, Mala Suerte, and Paul London, the White Rabbit Tribe, taking on the trios champions himself, Aerostar, Phoenix, and Drago. And for you those that don't know what Santador means, and I'll take a Booker T's skit, but it means jumper. And Mala Suerte means bad luck. And this match is it. This match was not good at all. I guess the White Rabbit Clan, Triad, where the hell they want to call themselves, is more of a drug-based induced crew. I do like that they're playing that into Lucha Underground, but they did some good moves, but they didn't look fluid. They looked too corny. The outfits look great, especially the dude in the checkered outfit. That is Santador Jumper. He looked pretty cool. The other guy looked normal now. He's just bad luck. Mala Suerte just looked, like a just regular luchador. And I try to look up these guys to see who they were. No identity at this point. So, they didn't have good luck in this match. It looked like the trio's champions were off a little bit here. Maybe thrown off by the unorthodox stuff from Paul London and his team. But to me, it's just nothing spectacular happened. This did get interesting as Cobra Moon. Cobra Moon has an infectious smile. But I see this lady on Twitter a lot. She tweets a lot, which is great. As Thunder Rosa, when she smiles in these pictures and stuff, I'm just like, wow, this lady has just a beautiful, infectious smile. It makes me happy to see her smile. But when she talks, she smiles a lot. I think she knows that she has this. And she just tells Drago, sooner or later, you will be bowing down to me because I am your queen. We get a lot of more tomfoolery from these White Rabbit Triad, whatever they want to call themselves. Throughout the match, they were just doing ring around the Rosies. They ran to the other side because Phoenix was looking for a hot tag, and they were over there for him to tag them in. A lot of wacky, crazy stuff like that, but the crowd was just not feeling these guys. Even though Matt Stryker and Vampiro announced that these guys got a trios championship match because of Paul London's name alone. So, this gives us a reason why they got a title shot, but them losing is good because I didn't want to see them win the belt. But if they would have just, came in without the title shot and got a tryout versus the champs and they beat the champs, whatever, whatnot, that would have been a little bit better. But just going to roll into the finish as Phoenix rolls up Santador. Hits him with that little sort of like a cradle, but then Phoenix lifts his hands up. I didn't think this was the finish, but 1, 2, 3, your winners and still trios champions, Phoenix, Aerostar, and Drago. Now we're in the locker room. Which one? I still don't know. As we got Sexy Star caressing her newly won Lucha Underground World Championship as the Mac shows up and like, girl, I can't believe it. I can't believe you won. I should have won. And then Sexy Star shoots the Mac this look like, bitch, please.
which is awesome. And he's like, I'm just kidding around. I'm glad you won. But we got that snake in the grass, Johnny Mundo, gunning for your title tonight. Don't worry, because I'm going to be out there. I'm going to help you. And Sexy Star, which, another great thing about Lucha Underground. Lucha Underground does not have Sexy Star speak much English, and her whole thing was in El Español. If it's subtitles, then I could understand her. Great. She tells him, you know what? I want to do this on my own. I don't need any help because I want to prove myself. I don't want this to be any fluke or anything like that. So I'm going to do it on my own. The Mac goes, all right. Best of luck to you. She goes, nope. Johnny Mundo's going to need the luck. Now, as these two have their own bumping fist thing, and now it's time for our second Lucha of the Night, as we have Dante Fox taking on Killshot. And before I get too far into this match, I don't know what it is about Dante Fox or AR Fox. Great in the ring. Great look. But I want to punch this motherfucker straight in the face. It is just something about his face. I just want to punch it. Holy shit, dude. They need to put a mask on this man. I don't know. Great specimen. Cut. Everything. Looks like a wrestler, but I just want to kick this dude's ass for some reason. But not in this match, because this is a great match. Great back and forth match. I like how they explain these two know each other, so they know how to counter each other's moves. We're going to see a lot more different moves from Killshot to throw off Dante Fox of what he knows. But he doesn't want to stray too far, because he doesn't know if those moves will be even effective against Dante Fox. But nonetheless, this is a great match. I like Dante Fox's finisher, the Fox Catcher. That DDT is devastating. And in one scene, we get Dante Fox going for this. But Killshot blocks it by putting his foot on Dante's knee so he couldn't bring him in. He eventually puts his knee down and headbutts Dante in the heart. You know, like basically a heart punch, but a headbutt to the heart, which stopped this move. But that's a great counter. That's a great idea from this move, because he does cross your arms, slides you in, and it hits that the Fox Catcher, that impaled DDT. But just something about him, I still want to punch him in the face, though. This is a great match. A lot of new, different techniques that you may never seen before. Especially when Killshot hits what they call a leg key lock. This is awesome. We get Dante Fox running towards Killshot in the corner. Killshot moves out of the way. Dante hops up on the ring apron. Jumps backwards to hit like a cutter. No, Killshot steps to the side. Dante Fox hits the ground. He grabs him into a key lock, but he uses his legs. Never seen this move before. Glad to see it, because I'm going to try that shit soon. But Dante Fox gets out of it by just rolling up onto his feet and putting Killshot in a pinning predicament, which now Killshot had to let go of the submission hold. Great submission hold. And then this is, the crowd was already hot for this match, cheering for both guys because both guys were bringing it. Killshot hops up onto the second turnbuckle, sitting on the top turnbuckle, about to leap on Dante Fox. Dante Fox cuts him off, gets up there with him. Killshot reverses that and hits like a basic Death Valley driver onto the outside ring apron. Holy shit. This is awesome. Exactly what the crowd was saying, because that was a sick, sick move. Let's just roll into the finish, as after that maneuver, Killshot rolls Dante Fox into the ring, sends the top ropes for that double stomp, goes for the pin. 1-2 not today. Dante Fox kicks out, and the commentator's like, that is a warrior spirit to kick out of that combination of moves. And now we have Dante Fox eventually backing up Killshot into the corner, hitting the Buddha Doom, or hitting a hell of a kick on Dante, on to Killshot. Dante Fox, he sets up Killshot, puts him on the top ropes, charges in, hits a rope assisted Spanish fly, or the C4, where the hell you want to call it. It looked clean as hell. Still want to punch the guy in the face. And then picks him up,
hits the Fox trap, and 1, 2, 3, your winner is Dante Fox. But you know this feud is just has started, and this is good. Dante Fox is incredible in the ring, but I still want to punch his ass in the face. Now we are in Dario Cuarto's office as Johnny Mundo busts in and tells Dario Cuarto did he get his letter from his attorney slash agent, which is a smart move to do anyways. But Dario Cuarto goes, yes, yeah, I got it. So we know Angelico is not allowed to be within X amount of feet of me, blah, blah, blah. So Dario Cuarto goes, yeah, I get that. I don't know if Angelico's here anyways. Yeah, because Angelico cost me the Lucha Underground World title last week. I wouldn't want it all. But did you even know Angelico was here? Dario Cuarto tells him, if he was here, I would have put him in Aztec Warfare 3 instead of you. So I didn't know he was here. They start calling each other names underneath each other's breath as we go into commercial break. I say that because coming out of commercial break, Dario Cuarto is walking into his office and we see Black Lotus there. And Black Lotus says, hey, what's up? Dario Cuarto's like, hey, it's good to see you again. You want to get out of here? Blah, blah, blah. She's like, no, I want a Pentagon Dark. Dario Cuarto goes, yeah, you do. Yep, the Black Lotus tribe wants to take out Pentagon Dark. Dario Cuarto doesn't have a problem with that. He goes, you know what? I'm going to make a special match, a special gauntlet match where Pentagon Jr. will be taking on the Black Lotus tribe. Black Lotus is liking that. And she goes, what's so special about this? Dario Cuarto goes, win or lose, Pentagon Dark has to take on every member of the Black Lotus tribe. So let me explain this a little bit further. So I guess it's going to be a gauntlet style match. One person, you pin that person, next person. So even if Pentagon Dark gets pinned, I guess another Black Lotus tribe member would enter. I don't know if it's returned to a handicap match. I don't know too much about this or how it's going to work, but that's what I got out of it. And now time for our third and final Lucha of the Night. It is for the Gift of the Gods and Lucha Underground World title as we get the Gift of the Gods champion, Johnny Mundo, taking on Lucha Underground World champion, Sexy Star. And why do I say it that way? Because Johnny Mundo is turning in his Gift of the Gods title for his shot at the Lucha Underground World title. And once he turns that in, that belt is dispersed all over again and given back out in the way Dario Cuarto wants it to be. But let's start off in this match, and we see a totally different mindset from Johnny Mundo as he is ground basing Sexy Star here with a lot of more technique than I have ever seen this guy use. Mostly used to the running kicks and the flips, but Johnny Mundo is using a perfect strategy against someone like Sexy Star. This is a great match. Johnny Mundo plays the heel so good that the crowd is not even cheering for him. In a Lucha Underground crowd, you cheer for great moves no matter who's doing them. But Johnny Mundo is busting at anything and everything to get this Lucha Underground World title. And the crowd is not feeling. They're still chanting for Sexy Star. But we're just going to roll into the finish of this match. As we get Johnny Mundo and Sexy Star outside of the ring, we get a female on a crutch dressed up like Sexy Star outside the ring. Johnny Mundo grabs her crutch from her, throws her onto the ground, goes to hit Sexy Star. Sexy Star gets the upper hand, grabs the crutch. Johnny Mundo runs into the ring. Sexy Star tries to follow with the crutch. The referee is in between them. The referee takes away the crutch. Sexy Star goes outside to help up this fan who was wearing a Sexy Star mask. This fan punches the hell out of Sexy Star with a pair of brass knuckles. Johnny Mundo goes outside the ring to retrieve Sexy Star. Sets her up for the end of the world. Hits it. 1, 2, 3. Your winner, and new Lucha Underground World Champion, Johnny Mundo. I used to say it like that, but Johnny Mundo's did it. Johnny Mundo has been in Lucha Underground since the first episode, and this was his dream. It was only a matter of time, they said, before Johnny Mundo captured the Lucha Underground World title. Johnny Mundo is happy, and he goes to help this fan up, brings the fan into the ring. It is none other than Taya, who was perfectly disguised, even though we know she had a bad leg, because she wore a sexy star mask with dark hair. So you wouldn't have known who this person was unless it was up closer. You could tell her body shape. Like, I was like, oh, this is Taya. But yeah, Johnny Mundo's your Lucha Underground champion and the second grand winning grand championships in Lucha Underground, the first being Phoenix, now Johnny Mundo. And now the reign of Mundo is going to happen, taking people to Slam Town. Let's break down this sexy star. I don't know if she, it seems like she at least held the title for one day. At least held the title for 1 week. I'm glad. I mean, it's good. Good to let people carry the Lucha Underground World title, the name of Lucha Underground, represent properly. And this makes Johnny Mundo the first white American to hold the Lucha Underground World title. Funny enough, right now in Mexico, in current day and time, Johnny Mundo is the Latin American champion. So that's pretty cool. You know, he's getting pushed down there. He's being pushed right now, Lucha Underground. The guy's a great competitor. Never lost his composure. Never, I don't know if he never cried and whined about leaving the WWE, but he blazed his own trail and he's doing his own thing. And now he's a mega star in Mexico and a big star in Lucha Underground. So congratulations to Johnny Mundo for capturing the Lucha Underground World title. And we're going to keep the show short and sweet this week, but I got something special for you. Now it's time for everyone's favorite teacher of El Español, none other than Booker T, I believe. Booker, you there? Yeah, man, dog. Booker T was sitting down enjoying his Thanksgiving special dinner, but now yeah, I got to do this. But you're lucky I like Luchette. I'm glad you're doing this. Hopefully you could teach these people some words for that in Spanish dealing with Thanksgiving. Man, don't worry about what Booker T gonna teach these suckers. Just go ahead and hit that music. Can you dig it, sucker? This is the Fanta World WCW Champion. And now can you dig that, suckers? And now the first word Booker T gonna teach you suckers is none other than Turquía, meaning turkey. Booker T gotta use it in a sentence for you. The damn gobbledygook was nothing but a big ass tortilla. And the next word Booker T gonna teach you suckers is macaron con queso, meaning macaroni and cheese. And now Booker T gotta use it in a sentence. Booker T got a secret family recipe of macarons con queso, which is bonito. And now that you know about tequila and macaron con queso, get out there and get your grub on and have a thankful Thanksgiving. And now can you dig that, suckers? Oh, thanks, Booker T. You got me hungry over here for some tequila and macaron con queso. Man, that sounds delicious. Wonder if you got anything to wash that down with. Do you get some agua? Cerveza? Nah, probably you just got a bottle of tequila over there. But Booker, you there? I know he always leaves, but I continuously still talk to him. Oh, that everyone, that was Booker T, I believe. Wishing all of you guys a thankful Thanksgiving. And that is it, people. I want to give out my Twitter, which is FinFishSCU. You can follow me there. I follow a lot of the Lucha Underground and AAA stars. I want you to send me an email to my Gmail account. It is FinFishSCU@gmail.com. You want to chat over the holiday season? Tell me how your Thanksgiving went? It is easy. dial up the chat line, 702-803-2428, 702-803-CHAT. I want to thank the Trending Topics Network for letting this show happen on their network. I want to thank Five Types of Cool and New Orleans, who's working on a big-time interview for us. It was one of the names mentioned in this podcast earlier. Don't want to give out too much, but there's that. Want to thank the Twisted Savage. He has some big news coming up, but I'm not going to give all that out. I'm going to thank my partner on What's on a Fight. Now that I missed the fourth row, we have a Thanksgiving special up. I'm going to remind you again, it is covering Southern Fried Championship Wrestling. So go ahead and check that one out. But I'm so glad you won in the chat. And I'm so fucking glad that you had wanted to chat on with me on Thanksgiving Drive, say. And now that we loot chatted, adios.